So you cannot house people for that little amount of money who need that much care and have 24/7 support. It doesn't pan out. And then you combine that with Washington laws that basically tie the police's hands behind their back, and it's very difficult to make it work. Most programs of that size have more than twice that budget. So we subsidized it for years, and we simply cannot afford to rob all of our other programs any further. The folks who are there, we are doing a HUD process now to get most of them other housing in buildings that we can manage and we have larger budgets for.